Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that... Are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's... You know, Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. You know, he's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, you know, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome. He has put a lot of what I've felt over the last 3 years about the program. I think he's finally starting to understand where I want this program to go.
So Kevin Willard was on with 980 in D.C., Kevin Sheehan hosting the team in 980, and that was the question he posed to him. Is he staying? He's staying. He says, right now I'm staying. And, of course, he followed up talking about, was it Brian Ullman, who has been helpful. But with all that going on, and before we get to it, so we'll give you the full Monty here. Kevin Sheehan followed up with Kevin Willard about that. Beltway, Ben, let's play that second cut from Willard talking about his situation with Maryland.
All right, you know I got to ask you this. Are you staying at Maryland or going?
Yeah. You know what? I've had, over the last week, I know I've said some things that have raised people's eyes, but, you know, Maryland's been great. We're in a perfect shape. I missed a radio show today, and everybody thinks, I missed the radio show today because I overslept. I'm on West Coast time now. Everything that my concerns have been about the job, and that was my whole point of my press conference, and, you know, maybe my jersey came out of me not in the greatest way, was, you know, I want to make this program the best, and I think when you have an opportunity to do it, you have to take advantage of the opportunity, Kevin. And, you know, obviously losing the athletic director has been a little bit of a... I wouldn't say it's been a little hard, to be honest with you, just because, you know, I wasn't expecting Damon to leave and go to SMU. But I've been working with Brian Ullman and everyone in the athletic department, and they've been great, and they understood my concerns and what I want. And again, I don't want monumental things. I just want, you know, this program to be the best it can be. And I think I'm not asking for that much.
So I think I'm in the minority here, but I somehow feel better about the situation listening to all that, but I don't think anyone else is with me on that.
Well, I don't feel any different than I did yesterday and probably the day before, which is this is an ongoing active situation in which Kevin Willard is clearly looking for people that he trusts and he thinks have his best interest in mind and he thinks share a vision with him. I don't believe that to be the assistant AD, who he did not mention there. I believe it to be this Brian
Ullman.
Who I'm not an expert on the inner workings of the program, but he seems to have found an ally there and someone who, if not running point on this contract situation, is at least involved in it. And I think he's sending a message to, excuse me, to everybody else at College Park who has a vested stake in this to deal with his agent, Jimmy Sexton.
By the way, Brian Ullman, for people who don't know, is Maryland Deputy Athletic Director / Chief Strategy Officer.
Okay. So, and I don't even know what the chain of command is right now. It's uncertain times and trying times with Damon Evans leaving in the middle of this. And we're not hearing much from the athletic program, and I don't expect to hear much from the athletic program. So I think Willard's exerting his leverage again in the public sphere in a very acute and smart manner. I think he's leaving himself just enough wiggle room to get out. If he's got to get out, he's trying to placate people in the interim, but he's still kind of throwing down the gauntlet. I'll take the kind of out. No qualifier needed. He's throwing down the gauntlet to the program that, okay, I'm now speaking about this again. I'm speaking about it in less forceful terms as before, but let's not get it twisted. I still feel how I feel about what it's going to take to get where we need to get. And you guys know, without me saying it out loud, that I probably have some other options, including one about an hour up the road on 95, or from, I guess, College Park, closer to 2 hours. And you're either going to step up or you're not. So I don't think anything's changed. I don't think Kevin Willard or his representation or the University of Maryland know exactly how this is going to play out just yet. But I would hope and think and estimate that in the next 48 hours, we will know more. Because Villanova is only going to want to wait so long. And some of these boosters are only going to want to play this game so long. And Kevin Willard might only want to play this game so long. So I think we're still just in a holding pattern.
He's continuing to put the program's feet to the fire. That is everything that is happening right here. He wants in his contract to be able to do things that he hasn't been able to do, like, for example, the New York trip that he mentioned last week, staying an extra day out there with his team to celebrate Christmas. And then also the rev sharing, where he mentioned in that interview, hey, some guys are getting $2 to $3 million and agents are playing this type of game, and we have to step up to the plate in terms of what we can provide possible guys in the portal. He's maintained the same position. If he does not get his demands, which his words saying not monumental, he's going to leave.
And I do wonder, there's another variable to this. There is, and Beltway Ben's been on all over this, but I guess Villanova people, there's some Richard Pitino buzz out there, Ben. Like, do you buy that? And if Richard Pitino then becomes the coach of Villanova, what happens to Kevin Willard's leverage?
I'd soft buy it, but if that were to happen, I think Willard loses all leverage. There's nowhere else that's really an option for him right now. I do think that because we're to this day and Villanova still hasn't announced anything, I think they're Willard's plan A and Pitino's plan B. But, I mean, time's going to tell. The more you get closer to that game, and there are some reports that they're not going to get a deal done with him before the game or going to work after. If that happens, I just don't see a true plan that he's back. I just don't.
So here we are. It's the Tuesday before arguably the biggest Maryland basketball game in 20 years, and this is the priority right now. We're wondering the future of the head coach of the University of Maryland. As we discussed yesterday, Jason, if Kevin Willard leaves, it's hard to not see Maryland as now a stepping stone program.
It's potentially devastating.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's taken him 3 years to get to this point. Timing is everything, as they say. And, you know, if this Villanova stuff is as real as it seems, then that's about as great of leverage as you can have to try to get this thing to the next level in the way that he sees fit. Now, we also don't, like, again, is his vision totally on point? Is it a little askew, or some of the things he's asking for a little bit pie in the sky? I'm not privy to that. I don't know that. But I do know that he's got them by the you-know-whats right now. And I have to think a lot of the money people there who've been through this, the ups and downs with this program, and remember how ugly it was when they literally paid a coach to go away at Thanksgiving not that long ago. Boy, I would think a coaching search, an AD and coach search in the middle of the portal would strike them as massive setbacks for this program, and you could quickly erase the gains that you seem to have made with Willard. I would think they see it that way. But again, it's a weird time because you don't know who the next AD is going to be. I think Kevin Willard's made it very clear who he wants it to be. And if that were to happen, I would think Mike Loxley might not be so happy, because Mike Loxley's portion of the cut might be dwindling in future years. But the school's probably got to pick a lane here. And if we want to be a big-time basketball school, is that really going to allow us to try to prop up the football program too?
I feel like they need to be realistic, because they can be a legit competitor in college basketball. I just don't see how they're a legit competitor in college football. We'll get back to that a little bit later, but a huge show here on this Tuesday. We'll talk Orioles. It's the first of our weekly chats with Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. Mike Bordick joins us at 3. Walt Williams, the Wizard, the Terp, his jersey's in the rafters at the Xfinity Center. He's part of the broadcast with Johnny Holiday, Chris Knock, and get his thoughts on the Terps at 4 o'clock. Bill Ripken with baseball around the corner. We'll talk Orioles and MLB with him at 5.
Yeah, I mean, a lot to get to. I'm really interested to see what Bordy and Bill Ripken have to say about this Jackson Holiday, Jordan Westberg jacking around people's positions situation. Walt Williams, I mean, look, Walt grew up a fan of this program before he became one of the greatest Terps of all time. His length and breadth of knowledge of this program is as deep as anybody's. Really interested to see where that Derek Queen moment ranks for him. Plenty of Orioles topics to discuss as they get closer to sorting out their roster. And the Ravens added a corner.
Yes. The Ravens
was pretty high
sign.
On him a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think we all were as he was making plays in a Super Bowl. But coming up next, we get to the Terps on the court. And they have had trouble stopping teams on the offensive boards. It was awful against a team in Colorado State that we didn't think had the size to match up with Maryland. How can they get better stopping teams on the offensive glass? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.